Paul, your thoughts on today's performance?
A difficult one, isn't it? Because we've huffed and puffed and we've done okay. And, you know, the new lad, young Alex, coming, I thought was really bright. And he was coming on before the goal. You know, we were trying our best to win the game. We were looking at the situation. And the plan was to bring Alex on after 55 minutes, give him 5 minutes to get accustomed into the game, and then to bring Jack on after 60 to win the game. You know, unfortunately, he scored a set play. We've worked so hard this week on set plays against. You know, we were at fault last week at Rotherham, and unfortunately it's happened again today. And that's the disappointment, because certainly second half I felt, you know, we could have gone on and won the game. Unfortunately for us, it never happened. I certainly can't fault any effort and application today. You know, we've created a couple of three chances there, possibly maybe an offside goal or not. You know, and that's not being critical of the officials. You know, but today we weren't good enough. I think over the last period of time, it's quite obvious we're not scoring enough goals. I think that's quite clear to everyone. You know, certainly coming on criticising players, and it's not going to get us where we want to be. We're working hard, keeping going, keep believing, keeping getting the players to do the best. You know, because certainly over the next couple of months, it is going to be a time of change.
Who's been criticising some players, though, Paul? Has he been getting some stick from the stand? Or
No, I just think the easiest thing to do when you lose is to criticise players, because we always look for someone to blame. You know, certainly today I felt we'd done our best. We created chances. There wasn't a lot of chances in the game. We always knew it was going to be like that with the way Gillingham set up to play, and they're very effective. You know, but for us, we must keep believing in what we're trying to do. You know, and we must keep going.
You mentioned before about the set pieces as well, and 4 minutes into the second half, it's from the easiest of ways as well. And Cody McDonald just an easy header for him, wasn't it, really? You must be frustrated with that.
You've seen it better than me. You know, I haven't seen it in that depth. Obviously, from where we're standing and where you're sitting, you might see two different goals. I think sometimes on a Sunday morning when you pick papers up, the same goal scorers score goals. That's what makes them good. You know, Cody McDonald's a lad who scores goals. Normally on a Sunday morning, you pick a paper up, Gillingham score, Cody McDonald gets them. You know, and that's something that we've got to start doing, is putting the ball in the net.
Chesterfield, for all their endeavour, couldn't quite break down a disciplined Gillingham side. Would that be a fair assessment there?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think anyone could offer any criticism towards effort, application. We lacked a bit of quality. I certainly felt when we got the ball out to young Alex in the second half that he seemed to have the key that could have opened the door. I thought the kid done really, really well, put some great crosses in. You know, and that's the type of service we want going in the box.
Are the playoff chances over, do you think?
Come on, you know, while it's physically possible, we'll move heaven and earth to do our best. It looks a bit, you know, too much of an ask at the minute. You know, certainly on the back of a defeat 20 minutes, half an hour ago, it does. You know, but by the time we regroup, you know, you must believe. As a manager, if you don't believe, how can you make players believe? I certainly believe this club's going to get success. You know, everyone round the club wants the success. At the minute, where we are today, it's proven a little bit elusive, but we'll keep working to get there.
Let's talk about quickly about the two players. As you mentioned before, Alex Henshaw came on. More of a debut for him as well, but he looked lively, didn't he?
Richard Brindley done terrific. Didn't look out of place. Looked like he played for a long time. Same with Alex. Young Jordan got 10 minutes at the end. You know, and it's really good for them. You know, they're coming from clubs to gain a little bit of experience. We need a little bit of help with a few bodies, so it suits all parties. You know, certainly we look forward to Tuesday night now, because, you know, we want to give our supporters a win. You know, when you win, the place just lights up a little bit. You know, we've had a bad week. We respect the fact that we've had a bad week, and we certainly look forward to Tuesday quickly now.
What do you think to Liam Cooper's performance as well? And how is he as well? Him and Nathan Smith both picked up head injuries, didn't they?
I thought Nathan and Liam were outstanding. The two of our shining lights. You know, they're both in great vein of form. You know, we haven't conceded. We conceded a chance from a long straight ball down the middle first half, and we've worked all week on concentration. You know, and apart from that, I can't remember too many chances in the game. Certainly second half, I did feel something had dropped for Mark and Jack. You know, they certainly did look like something might just land there for us, but it wasn't to be. You know, we give Gillingham credit because they're obviously very good at what they do. You know, they're very effective. That's why they are where they are. You know, it wasn't our day today, and we move on.
Armand Nonjoui, not fit enough to get onto the bench today. Was he always in your mind?
He hasn't been fit for, well, possibly 10 days. He's been carrying an abductor, you know, a problem there, and that was just pre-Rotherham. You know, going into the Rotherham game, obviously, and then we want everyone to be fit. Unfortunately, the boy wasn't fit, and we don't want to risk him. You know, for a short fix, you know, there could be a long-term negativity for the lad. So, you know, if he maybe misses another, hopefully the least time possible, the likelihood is he'll come in and give us a boost till the end of the season. You know, because if we did play him, the likelihood is he'd probably be out for 4 or 5 weeks, which is nearly ending the season. It's not what we want.
Yeah, it's Tuesday too soon for him then, do you think?
I wouldn't know yet. Obviously, he's going to have yesterday, and we were open for today. So by the time we're in the morning, by the time we go through that, we'll know a bit more. So it'll be fingers crossed.
Any bumps and bruises from anybody else for Tuesday?
I know it's a bit quick because I haven't seen the lads. Hopefully, everyone will come through it all right.